This is Akashvani, the news read by Nabunita Adhikari Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government is putting great emphasis on bringing a technology culture to agriculture. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said the government is developing digital public infrastructure for agriculture through AgriStack. He noted the creation of Kisan IDs and digital land surveys as transformative steps.
ये टेक्नोलॉजी की सदी है और आज सरकार एग्रीस्टेक के जरिए डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर विकसित कर रही है. इसके तहत अब तक लगभग 9 करोड़ किसानों की किसान आईडी बन चुकी है और लगभग 30 करोड़ भूमि पार्सलों का डिजिटल सर्वे किया गया है. भारत विस्तार जैसे एआई आधारित प्लेटफॉर्म रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूशंस और किसानों के बीच की दूरी कम कर रहे हैं.
The Prime Minister said this year's Union Budget gives a strong push to agriculture and rural transformation. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oilseeds. As the conflict in the West Asia entered its 7th day, United States President Donald Trump has ruled out any deal with Iran and called for its unconditional surrender. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said U.S. and its allies will work tirelessly to bring Iran back from the brink of destruction, making it economically bigger, better and stronger than ever before. On the other hand, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that some countries have begun mediation efforts to resolve the ongoing conflict with the United States and Israel. In a social media post, he said, Iran is committed to lasting peace in the region, yet they have no hesitation in defending nation's dignity and sovereignty. Indian Embassy in Doha has urged all Indians in Qatar to strictly follow the guidelines issued by the Qatar authorities, in particular the Ministry of Interior, in view of the current security situation. Qatar airspace continues to remain closed and flight operations are temporarily suspended. The final result of Civil Services Examination CSC 2025 has been declared today. The Union Public Service Commission said that Anuj Agnihotri has secured first position, Rajeshwari Suve and Akash Dhul stood at the second and third rank respectively. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated to all those who have successfully cleared the Civil Services Examination 2025. Indian Railways has undertaken electrification of its network in mission mode over the last decade, significantly reducing its dependence on imported diesel. As a result, 99.4% of the broad gauge railway network has now been electrified, marking one of the largest infrastructure transitions in the world. Ministry of Railways has said that with the growing share of the railway network now electrified, it is able to rely more on domestically generated electricity, improving energy security and reducing exposure to volatility in global oil markets. In Tamil Nadu, nominations have been filed for 6 Rajya Sabha seats, according to a press release from the State Assembly Secretary. The nominations of former Union Minister Dr. Anubamani Ramados, Professor Constantine Ravindran, Christopher Ravindran, L.K. Sudish, M. Thambidurai and Tiruchi Shiva have been submitted. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said India will be free from Naxalism by the end of this month, addressing the 57th Raising Day ceremony of the Central Industrial Security Force in Cuttack, Odisha. Mr. Shah praised the contribution of CISF in anti-Naxal operations in states like Odisha, Chhattisgarh and Telangana.
Narendra Modi government has taken a pledge to make the country free from Naxalism by 31st March this year, and CISF has made a very significant contribution to this effort. Whether it is Odisha, Chhattisgarh or Telangana, the CISF has played an important role in the operation to eliminate Naxalism in these states.
Naxal abhiyan ke unmulan mein apni bhumika nibhai hai.
World chess champion Diego Cage defeated Spain's David Anton Gugero in the 9th and final round of the Masters section of the Prague International Chess Festival in the Czech Republic. And that is the end of this news bulletin.